Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. If you can, may I suggest you sit outside while you enjoy the first cup of Java, toast the day with the birds as the sun rises, and enjoy. In Ephesians 3, 18 through 20, Paul reminds us in a prayer to the Ephesians that the Jesus we love loves us more than we can imagine. He says, "And I pray that you," that means all of us, "may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory." A couple of weeks ago, David talked about being in a slump. Well, I was in one. There were and are several difficult things going on in my life, as I imagine are going on in many of your lives. The only way to explain my slump is to say I let the issues get the best of me. I'm pretty sure nothing pleases the powers of evil in this world more than to see us focus on the negative instead of the positive of our daily lives. I wish it weren't so easy to fall into that bottomless pit. I do want to clarify one thing. I am not talking about serious depression. I've been there and done that, got help, and lived to tell about it. I'm talking about the blues. The blues take the joy out of life. It becomes gray. I will say if or when the blues hit, I have learned I need to fight back quickly and persistently, or it can linger and I miss out on the joyful gifts in my life. So what did I do this time? I took David's advice and some of my own. First, I asked and prayed for the Lord to help me let go of that which I have no control. That's hard. The serenity prayer always comes to mind. Then I went to a trusted friend and talked my way through the blues, tried to identify what was the root of it. As we talked and I reflected on our conversation, I realized that the root was negative messages about events in my life that had been reinforced by the people around me at the time, messages that were untruths and did not open the love of the Lord in my life. I began to think of these events differently. I began to visualize in my own mind the presence of God the Father in each situation, watching over me and loving me, even as I was making bad choices. I then wrote these things down, and it helped me reinforce the truth that the Lord never does leave us or forsake us. As a child grows up, a loving parent never gives up on their child, even when they can see the child venturing down a path of poor choices. I believe the Lord grieves for us as we would for our child in these circumstances. But as I was taught as a young person that if I go to unacceptable places or engage in unacceptable behavior, in other words, sin, God is not there with me. I don't want to offend anyone, but if I read about Jesus and the people he hung out with and the places he went and the people he healed, a bunch of which were sinners and thought of by leaders of the church as worthless and unclean, it is not a leap for me to conclude that he is always with us, loving us regardless of our sins. Sin, after all, is anything that hurts us or others. It is the opposite of love. My final step in shedding the blues was to recover something I had forgotten about. Enjoy the gift, keyword gift, of ordinary days. On my kitchen windowsill, there is a little frame with the phrase painted in the center. You know how things become unnoticed over time, like the spot on the wall or the dust on the dresser or the chair that needs to be moved or the Christmas decoration you finally just forgot to take down. Well, this powerful little phrase has been sitting there in front of me for a long time, but I had quit receiving its blessing, its gift. These days of the slump moved me to think about it again. What a wonderful thing an ordinary day is. Not special, just ordinary. Getting up preparing for the day and off to work or school, or getting everyone else off and beginning the day of routine responsibilities to be completed for the family. I began to realize again that my ordinary days were a gift. So in the next few days, I kept reminding myself of this gift. One of those ordinary days to be thankful for. I relaxed walk in the park with Apollo. Weekdays, there are not many people. It is quiet, and the trees and breeze were beautiful. I listened to music while I walked and let my head relax too. I planned my day so I did not have to rush. Later, I went to Home Goods, and I found three small items I had been thinking about for the house. A dog food storage container, a mat to put to the food bowls, etc. on, and a new paper towel dispenser. Small things that made my house feel neater and prettier. Colin's crew came over for dinner, along with my newly pregnant niece. The day before, one of the grandsons showed up and spent an hour or so just visiting and telling us about he and his brother's activities. It was lovely. So special just to have time with him. Then lunch with my niece before she drove back to Columbia. A bit of creativity hit, and I took the little frame and a container I had with dried flowers, a fall dish towel stored in the closet, and some overgrown squash from the garden I had saved, and arranged the items on a tray with a little framed "Enjoy the Gift of Ordinary Days" in the center. Now, every time I walk in the kitchen, the first thing I see is the message, and it makes me smile at the coming day. I don't know what helps you fight the slump, the blues, but you know a trustworthy friend, a change of scene to walk in, a place to window shop, or a way to make a small space more cheerful. I know this all sounds womanly, but you guys out there can easily adjust the ideas. Above all else, remember, the Lord loves you and me wider and longer and higher and deeper than we can understand. He can do way beyond what you and I can ask or imagine. So if or when life gets overwhelming and the blues hit, let Him show you the positives, the relationships in your life, the beauty in nature, peaceful spots. These actions won't take the problems away, but they can lift your spirits and help you manage better. Do what's really in your control and then leave the problems in His lap. He is ready and able to help you to rediscover His presence in your life. Let us pray. Blues, 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 Lord, they certainly can get the best of us. We need your help, your support in dealing with them. So we ask you to prompt us to notice the positive in our lives and give the blues over to you. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.